I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. How does your team feel about practicing? A lot of teams make practice a real drudge, with the same drills repeated over and over, and the ball being hit to one player while everybody else stands around and waits for their turn. What a drag. Herewith some suggestions on making your team practices both effective and fun. Hey, when they're fun, your players seem to be able to show up. Whereas when they aren't fun, well, I gotta pick up my car at the shop. I can't get off work then. My dog's sick. Repetitive drills might be good for the player getting the repetition, but not for the rest of the team. And maybe not even for that player, because first, the grounders the coach hits to him don't come in nearly as fast as balls hit in the game, and second, the player knows the ball's coming, so he's really concentrating. In a game, it's easy to lose that concentration, because hey, what are the odds he'll hit it to me, huh? I've found that more players come to practice when we play a practice game. We'll invite another team from our league to play, and it's just like those Saturday morning baseball games you used to play on Tapman's vacant lot when you were a kid, and you know how much fun that was. Some players like to take batting practice and some don't. When I run a practice, I usually do batting practice the first 45 minutes or hour, then we play the practice game. Anyone who wants to hit a bucket of balls just comes to the park an hour early. Here's how I do batting practice. I have three big plastic paint buckets, and I put two at the pitcher's plate and one in the grass behind second base. The first bucket at the pitcher's plate is upside down, a couple of feet to the right of the pitcher's plate. The second bucket holds 15 softballs and is placed right on top of the inverted bucket. This gives the pitcher easy access to the balls he pitches. Each batter gets a bucket of balls pitched to him or her. Everyone else who shows up for batting practice takes positions on the field. If you have enough players, use four of them for base runners. They run when the batter hits the ball. Each ball is fielded and played just as if it were a game situation. After the play, the fielder who ends up with the ball tosses it to the bucket behind second base. The pitcher then takes the next ball from his bucket and pitches it to the batter. Keep score for each batter. This adds an element of competition to the practice, and it keeps everybody's interest. After the batter has hit all 15 balls, the shortstop and second baseman put the balls in the outfield bucket, and one of them switches the full bucket with the empty one next to the pitcher. Then the next batter steps up, and the whole process is repeated. After the batting practice, we play the practice game. I cut an old welcome mat down to 17 by 32.5 inches, and we put that over home plate. That is the strike zone. If a pitch hits the mat, it's a strike. No need for an umpire, and no arguing balls and strikes. Now this is for senior ball, where the plate is a strike. For regular ball, cut your mat so that it sits behind home plate, not on top of it. When we hold a practice, we do one round of batting practice for everybody who wants to hit, then we play a game. If we don't have enough players to field two teams, we make up rules to make it work. Right field closed, pitcher's hand out, 3-4-man teams. Find something that works for you. Usually we have enough players for a normal game because players from several different teams come to our practices. Now, if this seems like too much fun and not enough skill-building repetition, remember, if it's not fun, they're not going to come. The whole point is you can have fun even when you're working to improve your game skills. And for those players who realize the importance of those repetitive drills and want to do them, sure, hold some of those too, but just for the guys who want them. When you add some friendly competition to your practices, you'll find that your team looks forward to practice days almost as much as they look forward to the regular league games. And remember, the more fun they have, the more likely they are to shuffle their schedules so they can show up. More tips on playing, coaching, and managing slow-pitch softball are at the bottom of my website, slowpitchbook.com. That's all one word, slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.